KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Coctor MEC Tulasi Zobtelezi has proposed a 120-day halt on water curtailment measures in the Msunduzi municipality. He met with the mayor as well as officials from Umgeni Utugela Water in Maritzburg yesterday. The year-long water reduction plan was introduced last month as part of a directive from the Water and Sanitation Department. Last week, a group of angry residents from Woodlands, Scottville and the western parts of Maritzburg protested outside City Hall after several areas went some days without water since the curtailment came into effect. In response, Umgeni Utugela Water had to grant a 5-day reprieve for the city to address its water supply faults. MEC Telezi says a pause of the curtailment would allow the municipality time to implement better systems to prevent residents from experiencing water shortages.
Let's give the municipality an opportunity first. And you say after this time, surely you should have had enough time technically to review your plans, but also financially to ring-fence funds to deal with water loss.
And there's been another fatal crash in the province, this time in Vryheid, northern KZN. Emergency responders say a vehicle lost control and overturned multiple times on the P16 on Babanango Road this morning. KwaZulu Private Ambulance spokesperson Greg Buerta says three people were injured.
Sadly, one occupant though had sustained fatal injuries and had succumbed to the injuries before emergency services could arrive.
And finally, KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has shone a light on police officials who've gone above and beyond in the call of duty to serve communities. During the annual SAPS Excellence Awards yesterday, he gave a special recognition award to the team leading the charge against criminality. He says this group of men and women are responsible for the good reputation the KZN SAPS have gained.
I'm talking about the real staff, the members who, when the fight is given to them, they don't run away, they face it head on. If you hear of a shooting incident, most likely that is going to involve the police. It's most likely that some of them were part of it. They've done so much to clean our street in a manner that we can talk of a reduction on murder rates today. We can talk of a reduction of serious crime.
The SA Weather Service has issued a heat wave warning with persistently high temperatures for the northern parts of KZN until Monday. Durban's a high of 28 degrees tomorrow, Margate 27, Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle 37, Ladysmith 39, Ulundi 40, Richards Bay 36, Underberg and Kokstad 34, and 35 for Mooi River. In Durban beaches, you've got 3-meter-high swells tomorrow morning with sunrise at 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.